she's a little menacing. Maybe what more can I say? I can see it in your face, your eyes, your lies. They scream, this isn't too high.
All right, it's another Monday night, and post-Columbus, 10 dozen minutes of Scully hacking up phlegm with Jick and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, as always.
I'm Jick, as I was yesterday, but not the day before yesterday. Did you come back sick?
No, just the general being allergic to travel.
I see. Speaking of that, a couple days ago, for some reason, I couldn't sleep because I was all itchy. And then the next day, my wife looked at me and was like, "You're covered with hives."
Hmm.
And I'm like, "I hope they're not beehives, because I don't like bees. More importantly, bees don't like me." But yeah, I got this crazy, like, breakout of hives all over my body, and I was all like, everything itches. The whole world itches for, like, 2 days.
Do you have any idea why?
No. We looked it up, and it said it's either stress, but usually that manifests itself as a smaller sort of patch, or it's just a weird food allergy,
huh,
which can last a couple days, but I don't know, didn't eat anything weird.
Did you eat a bunch of wasps or something?
Yeah, but I always eat a bunch of wasps.
Okay. Because
I eat a lot of figs, and there's always wasps in figs.
Mm.
And wasp Newtons. Riff says that he got hives from a flea-killing bomb that his parents had. Are you sure that you're not actually a flea, Riff?
I'm pretty sure.
You look kind of like Flea from the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. But a big enough flea that it only gave him hives instead of killing him.
You see. Went to the fair on Saturday. Played some games of skill against the carnies. tried to shoot a star out of a piece of paper with a little machine BB gun in an effort to win a tiny motorcycle. I didn't really want it. I don't know what I would have done if I had won it. I would have been kind of pissed, but cause they probably wouldn't let you just ride it out of the fair.
Oh, those little the little bikes that look like crotch rocket bikes.
Yeah, but are you know, sort of literally.
Yeah, making you look even more ridiculous than you would on an actual motorcycle.
Yeah. It, yeah, there was that, and, let's see. They had something kind of neat. They had all these pool tables set up, and they would rack 4 balls, and you got to break, and then you had to run the table after breaking, and you'd win, like, a big prize, but I didn't do it. I played 4 games and didn't quite make it on any of them.
That's kind of cool, though. I think the carny version of that would have a table that was just slightly off of true, and then elliptical balls.
Yep. Yeah, because the carnies themselves have elliptical balls.
Right. And you might as well keep it the same.
No. They rent out a ballroom in a hotel, and they all get, like, Nordic tracks.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's see.
All tell stories that go around in circles and don't ever get anywhere.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I do?
Why are people asking Nick questions of Radio Pugbear?
Yeah, because they use that Radio Pugbear account.
Ah.
So there's some typos there. Because people start listening to their show after hours on Thursdays, I guess, and send them questions. But let's see, it was all over the news that they had deep fried Coca-Cola.
Oh yeah,
somehow
I heard about that.
At this fair. Wife got one and said that it was awful, and I didn't want to try it because it looked like deep fried pancakes.
Isn't it basically like Coke flavored batter? Deep fried and then Coke syrup put on top of it.
It didn't have Coke. It had like powdered sugar put on top of it, and I don't know exactly. It was some sort of mixture involving Coke syrup, battered and then deep fried. But it was, she said it was pretty gross. I had a corn dog. You know, corn dog is okay every once in a while. Had a giant turkey leg. Then I went to the medical tent and got that fixed.
That's good.
We saw the Steve Miller Band.
Oh yeah,
they're getting old.
They're one of the few that looked like something I would be anywhere near interested in seeing.
It was the Pet Shop Boys played, but we didn't make it out there to see them.
That amused me, though. For our state fair folks, sometimes they get decent bands, but this year they had Brooks and Dunn, Gretchen Williams, and the Pet Shop Boys. Not on the same night, but I always thought that there were a lot of confused cowboys on Pet Shop Boys night.
Who's
sexually confused?
Who's Gretchen Williams? Aren't all cowboys sexually confused?
I think so.
Know
I
what
saw
Brokeback
that movie.
Mountain was about. Yeah.
There was a. What was the question you asked?
Who's Gretchen Williams?
Oh, she's a country artist who sings a song called "Redneck Woman."
Mm.
She kind of sings exactly like people who do demo versions of songs for karaoke. So yeah.
Huh. Well, so that means you like her. She is, in fact, one of your favorite artists of all time.
Oh, yeah. There's
because of her similarity to karaoke hosts. yeah. Trying to think. I also ate a gyro there that was terrible.
Yeah.
I thought we could be gyros forever and ever, but we couldn't. Because there were only, like, three little strips of shitty lamb meat.
That's sad, because for a while I was working on the theory that a gyro could never be bad. Like, even the cheapest, crappiest gyro would still be unbelievably tasty.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It was bad compared to the delicious, delicious gyros from Papoulet's in the Fiesta Mall in Mesa. Everybody should go there and eat some gyros if you live in Mesa. Or, you know, if you can drive there.
Coincidentally, this show is brought to you by...
yeah. Yeah, trying to think. Yeah. I guess that's all that happened. I played some World of Warcraft over the weekend.
At the fair?
It's always exciting. No, no.
Okay, good.
No. I think I went to some kind of party or something. Oh, I went to a concert at a bar on Friday night. It was okay. Both the bar and the concert were okay. That's a
story. KOL Columbus was this weekend, and that was a fantastically good time.
Tell us all about it.
Cheers to Soupy Drek and Tavern Winch for putting that thing together again. Had a good couple hundred people there, and went to karaoke with everybody on Friday night, as per usual. And
with 200 people?
Yeah, everybody. No, some people went bowling, and some people went dancing, I guess.
Hmm.
Four people went to the strip club.
That was about...
That wasn't a big enough group.
There were four of us that went to the strip club the year that I was there, too.
Mm.
And I was one of those four.
Yeah, but it was fantastic.
You're too gay to go to strip clubs, right? I mean, you'd go to male strip clubs, but nobody wanted to do that.
I'd go to a strip club if they had karaoke at the strip club during the meet, because... Well, I hadn't been to karaoke for a while, and I figured I can go to strip clubs in Arizona, you know, all I want, but where else was I going to see Grok the Mad do karaoke?
Yeah.
And that was the only place.
Where else, indeed. what did you sing? Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah, this is not going to help my not-gay reputation at all. I sang Sweet Transvestite, I sang Under Pressure with Lilac, and I sang a song from Rent with Jess.
Hmm. With the entire cast of Rent?
Yeah. No. Unless that's a multi of my wife, and I don't know.
Tiny Plastic Watts says, I do a podcast for iPods and PSPs for Alabama University, and we're always looking for people to call in and chat with us. Would you be interested in calling in and talking about KOL? Why not?
Probably.
let's see. Strong Bad Fan EX says, was the lack of Tuesday's update for last week due to a combination of World of Warcraft raids and alcohol? No, I don't do raids, and I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually, it was meant to be the Spooky Raven expansion, but we just weren't done with it. And that, sort of spending the time leading up to that, working on the, like, sort of train wreck holiday content extravagamboree, it just got pushed back. But it's ready for tomorrow. It should be, at least. I believe that it is, at this point, all written. Everything is 99% decided upon. I don't think there's anything left to actually make any determinations on. So what's left is for me to do a little bit more artwork. I did a lot of it today, and put a little bit of Scully's writing in places where the sun currently doesn't shine. And, yeah, that's what will happen tomorrow. Also, it should be any minute. It may have already happened, actually. The familiar Ascension leaderboards are ready. They're out. I did that.
Excellent.
I went home for dinner, and I logged on to I logged on from home to do a quick system message, and ended up almost late for the radio show because I, while I was at home, I got to working on those boards. And yeah, so there are those familiar Ascension leaderboards now. So we'll see the first time those go by automatedly tonight how much stuff gets fucked up. Talentless Hack says, why can't I equip an offhand item with the shrimp fork? The fork is a one-handed weapon. You know, I don't know. Someone else points out that the orange glow stick is the first accessory to start with the letter O. Dr. Motive says, we need an albatross shirt that is generally a bad thing to equip, or at least albatross soup that makes people suicidal. Was the Ancient Mariner suicidal?
I don't think he was. I think he just couldn't get out of the bad luck, and, you know, he was down. I don't know if he was suicidal.
But, he was down, like, down in the dumps, not down, like, I'm
yeah,
down with that.
Not down with the hood D, or whatever.
The hood D?
Yeah.
Like Coolio?
Yep. We can have an albatross vendor that could sell albatrosses, and you could wear them as a shirt. Those are the Monty Python's Live at the Hollywood Bowl. There's John Cleese in a dress with a big albatross on a tray going down the aisles like a beer vendor. Saying, I don't have any beer. All I've got is this albatross. What flavor is it? Bloody albatross flavored. There you go. I think that whole thing was set up on the fact that albatross is kind of a funny word.
Yeah. What are there still albatrosses?
I don't know.
For some reason, I think of that as something that is extinct. You know, I grew up believing that buffalo were extinct.
Huh.
I think that somebody in history class, as a grade schooler, was a little too overzealous about the white man destroyed all the buffalo.
Right.
And said that we actually destroyed all of them. And I was like, oh, damn. Now I feel guilty. But now, every time I see a buffalo, I want to give them 40 acres and another buffalo. It's a... what does a buffalo want? I mean, a buffalo could want some land to graze on, but I mean...
Probably.
A buff.
A soldier? A nickel?
Some wings?
Yes.
StrongBethNEX says, are x-ray glasses stackable? If so, I want to see under the skulls. No. We could make new versions of all the class pictures with disembodied brains.
I think if they're stackable, it should just go to that... the first picture and then to no picture. Maybe just a white GIF, however you want to pronounce that. You guys say GIF, and that confuses me.
Well,
because yeah. That's like the third option of...
we're kind of doing it to be contrary.
I see.
It's actually GIF, and the fucking guy who invented the format, when he was asked, said, oh, it's pronounced GIF. And... everybody who always argued with me and was like, you dummy, it's GIF. I'm like, no, it's not. You can ask the guy who invented it.
General something, isn't it?
Is what it's graphic.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's the point they always make. You know, it's not giraffic interchange format. I think it's graphic interchange format.
It would be great if it was giraffic interchange format.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or giraffic park. Giraffes come from Neptune, says Riff. Giraffes are from Neptune. Women are from Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Riff has a big book about giraffes that says that they came from Neptune on a giant conveyor belt.
It seems like a book that's designed to confuse small children, and I'm behind that 100%.
Yeah. You know, yeah, we should write some of those. Where do babies come from?
Strange but false.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about the Calvin and Hobbes where Calvin asks his dad where babies come from, and his dad's like, well, we got you at Sears.
Yeah.
Hogula says, you should make a non-rare version of the hockey elemental that drops a puck, or a non-rare crazy bastard that drops hate-filled eyebrows.
Okay.
Also, there should be an ultra rare in the castle, which is a cyborg big friendly giant known as BFG 9000. Yeab says Jesus saves souls and redeems them for valuable prizes.
And Jesus saves and Moses invests.
Jesus saves, passes to Gretzky. Gretzky shoots, he scores.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have been better if I hadn't fucked it up.
I want to see a Jesus shaves bumper sticker.
I saw something. It was like a picture of Jesus with a shaved head.
Hmm.
Or just a picture of a guy with a shaved head that said Jesus shaves. I don't know if somebody sent that into the radio or where I saw that. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be clan awards similar to trophies, only they can only be gotten by clans? And, hey, collectively we've answered over 200 of Enemy Lasagna's questions.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Now you can stop. I'm just kidding. Nigel says, have you considered weight classes for clans? I think it would be interesting to see average power and average ascensions for a heavyweight clan of 500 plus people, as opposed to the highly specialized clans, some of which specifically tailor their membership for a particular leaderboard. Not just 500 plus, but for instance, 100 plus, 50 plus, and 20 plus member clans. It would give larger clans an incentive to play better, and also clean out dead wood.
Cocksucker.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be the familiar equipment miniature Swiss Army knife, which adds 10 pounds of kokobo, using the knife in various ways to get meat, attack, D-level, and stun?
Well, there won't now.
Yeah.
Jeez, I hate it when people spoil my content like that.
Enemy Lasagna says, what do you think of Rayman? Everybody loves Rayman.
Yeah.
I've never played Rayman.
Now I have this weird conglomeration of Ray Charles and Ray from Rain Man and Ray Romano in my head.
Huh. I'll try and stop talking so you can stop thinking about Ray Romano.
Definitely Georgia on my mind. Definitely. Yeah. I don't know where the Ray Romano comes in there. Like, I could say
if
something
I said
mean
it,
about
it
my wife.
I said it. Evan Oakhill says, in order to stay politically correct, how about creating an area called Fuzzle Frigate Ridge? Enemy Lasagna says, for the pea shooter, will we also get itch forks and Isle of Jumping Beans? That becomes an Isle of Jooming Beans.
Yes.
Ron says, could you do me a huge favor? I've been trying to find Hopeless Bleak Despair and I can't get it anywhere. Have you tried a record store?
Where they, what album's that on? Mink Car.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go to theymightbegiants.com, you can have it for $1, which is probably the best way to go about getting it.
Wait, what? You can download songs for $1?
Yeah, They Might Be Giants got all of the digital rights to all of the songs after Flood, I think.
Huh.
So they have them all on their website.
Ron also says, blah, 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 because I'm likely not to hear the show on account of the fact that staying up till 1 a.m. causes me to only get 5 hours of sleep, and Heroes is on at the same time as your Monday show, and I can't miss Heroes. What is Heroes? I was reading, like, Penny Arcade, and whichever one of them was all into Lost finally got pissed off at Lost and started watching Heroes instead. It's something to do with
some new show about people developing superpowers.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I've heard kind of mixed things about Lost. I've still never seen any of the episodes, but it's like, it was basically like people saying, oh no, they've got the whole story planned out, and then it gradually became clear to everybody that they were just pulling it out of their asses, and so there was really nowhere for them to go, and now, like, everyone is pissed and nobody cares anymore, I guess. Riff says he can see that argument, but he's enjoying it anyway. That's what Hot Stuff said. He said it was a show that, like, I forget what he compared it to. It was something that, like, you know that it's not very good. The Da Vinci Code, he said, but I won't read The Da Vinci Code.
No.
Bunya Vandler says, when I grow up, I want to be able to type as fast as you guys. Okay. I bet that's a dream that you can actually make a reality. Take a typing class. You know, I learned how to type on a typewriter. Maybe that's the secret. I would go so fast that the typewriter wouldn't be able to keep up with me, man, unless I was typing the word typewriter. But that's not...
Typewriter slows you down?
No. Typewriter is... the keys are less likely to... That's the sort of urban legend that they designed the keyboard such that typewriter salesmen could type the word typewriter really fast without the keys jamming together.
Huh.
But I don't... Since they're all in the same row. The best shirt I've ever known, speaking of which, was Jesus hung on the cross with the words, "Hang in there, baby," written across the top.
I'll take Jesus's fucking medal over that.
Does it say Jesus's fucking medal or does it say Jesus's effing medal? I think the shirt actually says Jesus's effing medal. Because my wife bought one of those at Comic-Con. That kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says also, Bunyip says, I don't know if you realize this or not, but at least for the recording you put up, there isn't any music in the middle. You just hear you guys typing and talking in really quiet voices. Oh, neat.
I'm sure somebody would have told us if that was the case.
No, it actually was on Thursday. Like, we kept losing the stream, and the recording that I put up was based on that third stream where we're recording the audio for the documentary guys.
Uh-huh.
So it was that one, but apparently the microphones were bleeding through.
I'll make sure to turn off the microphone.
I don't think we talked about anything that would get us in trouble.
There, that should hold the little fuckers.
Was that a real story?
I think so. I don't know. Snopes.
Eat It Clown. The Gun Run says, "How old were you when you lost your virginity?" I'm still a virgin.
I'm still a virgin in certain orifices.
Hogula says, "You may participate in one more player fights today."
One more fight.
Science Fiction says, "Do you know the name of the Resident Evil 4 and Kingdom Hearts skit that MC Chris does?" I don't know anything about MC Chris.
I've only heard a couple of songs.
I just don't like him.
I like him all right. I just... not as much as some of the other nerdcore people.
Max Vance says, "What is your reasoning for capping the elemental resistance of muscle and moxie classes?" Well, they're all capped. It's just that mist classes get a higher cap. Because mist classes have hardly any innate... Well, that isn't true. I mean, they have the whole mana thing, which I guess is pretty good for them. Really, it's only max mana. I don't know. I mean, we thought it'd be another neat way to differentiate the classes. What degrees did you get in college, if any? I have a bachelor's of science in psychology, and Scully, you've got a bachelor's of English and Spanish, and then a master's in creative writing. Is that the deal? You got a master's, and my last name is Johnson.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently from the TheyMightBeGiants.com site, you can get all of the albums except Mink Car and Apollo 18.
That's weird.
Yeah. I need to get another copy of Apollo 18, probably from you, because I'm missing two or three tracks. I had to get rid of my CD because it was so scratched that it wouldn't play.
Oh, right.
And I bought another one, and it immediately became so scratched it wouldn't play.
Wow.
Like, something about that collection
really
of songs.
Hard on CDs. It's on the network drive. I mean, I don't know. You could also just copy mine if you want, my actual CD, if you want the higher quality one. But it's in the garage because I never actually listen to my actual CDs anymore. Let's see. Putineska says, "Can you make the Leet Trapzor zappable? Sometimes he just asks for the wrong type of ore, and it would be nice if there was a way to try to fix him." Also, when did the auto plunger stop giving Twinkly Powder? There was no announcement or trivial update. Now, it was a long time ago, though. With the pea shooter, that would become an auto lunger. Okay. Which is actually the name of the graphic that we made for that Skeptopotamus guy.
Huh.
It's autolunger.gif. We came to the realization that if you ascended muscle, that basically allowed you to buy powders and to effectively buy wads, which is something that we tried very hard to avoid, and that was totally an accident that slipped through because we were used to... We gave it an enchantment because... You know, it's hard to make, but it's only hard to make because you have to figure out how to make it. It's not hard to make because the actual ingredients are difficult to acquire, and once it gets to the point where you can buy them all in an NPC store, we just hard-coded that to not give the pulverized yield that it normally would. They says, are other items likely to have their pulverized products permeated? No, not at all. In the incredibly unlikely event that we accidentally put an item in an NPC store that pulverizes into something magical, we will quickly smack ourselves in the foreheads and remove it, but I don't think that that's likely to happen. Jump the Shark says, does the Hermit have clovers today? Oops, misfire, sorry. Because we are not chatbot.
Not even remotely. That is, that does seem like a kind of odd typo to make.
I mean, I guess if you're thinking, maybe they have a macroed or something.
Yeah.
Psycho says, why was it decided that the Boner Dagon necklace only needed to be meat pasted and not plied? It's not like it would have been possible for somebody to get the vertebrae and then not be able to get a pliers. Yeah, no, that's a good point, actually. I was always thinking that I didn't want to do it that way because of that, but no, in order to get the vertebrae, you have to have the mind control device. So, yeah, so I need to fix that. It was a mistake. Skinny Nate says, why do we have to change costumes to go to the hippie store? Couldn't it just auto-change and change back once we have the disguise? No! Juswami X says, shouldn't all Boris's items be corrected to Boris apostrophe item? I was under the impression that words ending in S simply end with an apostrophe as opposed to S apostrophe S.
Dude, we're not starting that conversation again.
I don't even remember what it ended up as. Like, I was under the impression that you could kind of go either way.
Yeah, it said it's completely up to the person who's writing it which one they want to do. Generally, when you're pronouncing the extra S...
It's Boris's, it's Jesus's, it's...
Yeah.
My penises. Which is belonging to all of my penises.
Yes. Your penis is what?
Oh. Enemy Lasagna says, the holiday between the 4th of July and the 5th of November is the 4th of September. Can that be the date for KOL's firework day? Oops, meant to say the day between. No, the holiday between idea for item of the month. Familiar equipment... Whoa. God damn it. This whole thing, sometimes it needs to put a delineator in between. People need to punctuate the PMs is what people need to do. The item of the month, Carolers Book for familiars with this book sing Crimbo Carols during battle, which can give you buffs. At the end of combat, the familiar gets meat. That's kind of a neat idea, actually.
I know... It would be good to get back into a familiar for Crimbo or, you know, for December. It's just hard thinking about it when there are now 60 familiars.
Yeah.
And there'll be a couple more with the Crimbo content.
Minna's links to this thing that apparently AOL has actually trademarked the letters KOL now, which is irritating.
Yeah, which, it doesn't really affect us.
It shouldn't. I mean...
We don't use that officially in any capacity.
I mean, it... You're right, it can't, but I mean, I'd hate to see them make the radio station change it. Oh, the radio station could just change their name to WKOL.
Yeah.
And perhaps start claiming that they know their listeners.
They could. How could anything bad happen from that?
Huh. Hogula says, could there be some way for sorcerers to dilute their potions? Like, you'd start with tomato juice of powerful power, which gives plus 50% of each stat for 5 or 10 turns, and dilute it into some form of potion that gives plus 25% of each stat, but lasts twice as long. Eh.
It's kind of interesting. Oh, Pusillibon points out that we do sell a sticker that has KOL on it.
No.
I don't know, if somebody trademarked IRL, would they not be able to sell the Ireland version of that sticker?
I don't know. Maybe they've already trademarked that.
Ireland?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. I mean, we do refer to it as KOL in some places, I guess, but nowhere... I mean, fuck, Kingdom of Loathing isn't even trademarked. I mean, we haven't done it because I don't... I fucking hate seeing the little TM notification all over stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the only way to have a trade... I mean, you have to do that to sort of protect your trademark if you have it. If somebody else tries to trademark it... That'd be interesting, actually. I mean, if we got the right kind of lawyer, we might be able to get it that you get that from AOL.
Huh.
but I wouldn't want to mess with it. I would imagine that if somebody else, you know, started something called it Kingdom of Loathing, that we'd be able to stop them. I mean, we'd probably have to get it trademarked, you know, but we'd demonstrate that we'd been sort of doing business under that name for close to 4 years. And I mean, same thing with, like, you know, you can just say that something is copyrighted, and you don't have to really register the copyright, but if you want to end up, you know, suing somebody to stop copying your shit, you do have to register it. You just have to prove that it was there before. Strong Bad Fanny X says, what did Caillouin say about the skill that fixed it? Oh, there was, you know, I still don't understand why the first time I fixed it didn't work. I'm talking about Hero the Half Shell. I think it was just like a misplaced else clause. It was something that I don't understand about the way that PHP handles block if statements. But anyway, Caillouin pointed out that it didn't actually work the way that it was supposed to after the fix, and Zare tested it. It was Zare tested, Caillouin approved. Hmm. And so what she said was that, hey, it's still not working. Minor annoyance says, when my brother plays pool, he calls himself saturated fats. The thing from Uranus says, hey, Jay and Mr. S, have you guys ever thought about introducing rare items that involve smithing / combining things with Mr. A's? No. I still kind of like the idea of that whole smithable item of the month thing that is, I guess, kind of a hybrid of one of your ideas and another idea where, you know, the item of the month is something like Petrified Time, say.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know, except one form that you can use in hardcore. Because the hardcore people keep getting mad at us. Bob333 says, thanks for fixing the doppelshifter on the favorites list, but why does it show 92% when I used it 100%? Do I get docked for using two different familiars in the tower? Is 100% impossible? No, 100% is possible because it only counts combats. So it's not even actually 100% of your turns, it's just 100% of your turns that actually involve the familiar.
Hmm.
You were probably in the middle of a run when I fixed the doppelshifter problem. So that you had played 8% of your combats when I fixed it. Unless it's still fucked up. Maybe there's still something wrong. We'll see. When that leaderboard pops up, it'll be pretty obvious. I feel bad for the people who were doing 100% doppelshifter runs before this.
Okay.
But Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a Legolem which drops Lego blocks, which will be similar to Pixels in that they'll be used to make stuff, but as well as color mattering, so will shape and size. I had actually wanted to do that a long time ago, like the sort of like Blocko-Land zone or whatever, where you would end up with what basically amounted to Lego bricks that you put together into different items, but sort of never materialized. When NS13 comes along, says Bob Thrithrithra, are you going to nerf Teat Drop? boy, I would like to. Maybe I will. You never know. Let's see. Is the RNG kinder to a player of a higher level than required to complete a quest? It seems that when I overlevel, I finish quests very quickly. Like everything shows up in just a few turns. No, you're imagining that.
You might also have better equipment than you would have had at the beginning of the thing.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, it depends. If item drops are what you're talking about, then sure, maybe you have some item drop stuff. Let's see. C. Allen says, any chance that wearing X-ray specs will make people's fams look like skeletons too when you look at their profiles? No. That required me to draw 12 pictures, and that was enough. I'm not going to... And I didn't even draw them. I just photoshopped them. But I'm not drawing skeletal versions of all 60 familiars, especially the skeleton ones.
Maybe it would just be revealed that every single familiar has the pirate skeleton underneath it. Even the feather boa constrictor.
Fred Levi says, I'm not sure, but I might be able to donate $10 for a Mr. A entirely in quarters. All different quarters. You'll love the year with 12 quarters, each with a different representation of Canada as designed by children, and the ones with all the provinces, and the one in color.
In color.
You have a quarter that's in color? Extent Dick says, "Hi guys, when the new leaderboards roll out, is there going to be one for every familiar, every restriction, every sign, and or every class? If there was one for every possible combo, hi guys." Repeat. Nope, it's just, yeah, alright, so he says 12,312 different leaderboards. No. There are two leaderboards for softcore runs and two leaderboards for hardcore runs, all with different familiars. So, that's it. Suppose you continue like you're doing now with ascensions and ignore signs, that would still be 2,052 leaderboards, and each familiar will lead to 36 new boards. Does this mean we'll see some sort of leaderboard rotation introduced, a la the collections and consumptions? It's already like that. At least now the huge amount could narratively justify why the Hall of Records occupies 1/9 of town. let's see. Cream Cheesy says, in the shelf full of sports memorabilia in the Rumpus Room, is competitive misspelled or is it just me? Well, I don't know how you're supposed to be spelled, so.
Probably without that final E, I would think. For Cheesy.
Yeah, I probably misspelled competitive. That word makes me mad, so I don't use it any more often than I have to. Oatgan says, have you seen the Borat movie yet? Best naked fight scene ever. The best part was the fact that I saw it at 10 a.m. and paid only $4 for a ticket. Yeah, I saw it. It was okay. Also, where do you think you'll hit the wall on Guitar Hero 2? Will it be Miserloo or Megadeth's 11 guitar solos? Yes, 11 solos. Wikipedia said so.
Ah, that was something cool about Columbus, was somebody got a copy of Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, yeah?
Like a full copy that just some store jumped the release date.
Huh.
And,
what, it comes out, like, tomorrow, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the cooperative mode is really, really fun. But it seems like overall the game is harder than the first one. So.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. So I'm predicting I'll hit the wall somewhere near the end of the medium level.
Fineldar says, I just say a picture of your mom, Jick. Even though she was before mentioned, I thought you just spawned somewhere like Mr. Skullhead's head and stole his hair.
Why do you in Arizona?
Oh, you like I emerged from Mr. Skullhead's head like Athena from Zeus's head, but on the way out I took all of his hair. Yeah, why do I in Arizona? Ow. I don't know. Why are we here?
We're all here because you're here. If you don't know why you're here, we should go somewhere else.
I don't know where we would go.
Minneapolis.
What the fuck? What?
No! Rocks.
Jesus Christ!
It's a great city!
Okay, you know what? The fact that it occurred to you to go back to the Midwest makes it so we can't hang anymore.
Minneapolis is a city. Phoenix isn't. If you spend a couple of days walking around downtown Minneapolis, you would want to move there.
No, I wouldn't.
It's a really cool town.
I promise that I will never, ever want to move to Minneapolis, no matter what happens. Just saying. We could relocate the outfit to San Diego.
That I would be down with.
I don't know. I think about where I want to live, in sort of the long term, and I always think Colorado. I like Colorado, but I don't know. I don't think I'll ever convince my wife that we can live anywhere that doesn't have an ocean. It may have to be Seattle instead. I like the ocean in Seattle at least. We could just move to Mexico.
I like the ocean in San Diego. But I also wouldn't say no to, Rocky Point, you know?
I don't know. I don't think we could do business in Rocky Point. First of all, I don't think they have internet down there.
Yeah, they do, in those condos.
Tin cans on a string.
They got broadband.
That's true. They do have broadband. And,
it would only cost a couple of million bucks to get a set up down there, so keep sending in those
shiny quarters.
I don't
think that it would cost that much money. Like, the condos down there are bigger than my house, and last I checked, they were still cheaper than my house was a couple years ago.
The one that we stayed in the last time we all went together was $750,000.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah,
new one. Crazy. And you don't even actually own it. You know, like you're like sort of leasing it from the Mexican government for like 100 years or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could sell it. Yeah.
To your children and your children's children. If you think that children should be having sex.
Extent Dick says, Wow, that's difficult to pronounce for being as short as it is. Has there been other important game modifications slash events like the reset that were planned but were eventually scrapped? No. Istanbul says, why doesn't the Pilgrim Shield heal you whenever you spend adventures like the Jewel-Eyed Wizard Hat does? I burned 3 turns of beaten up and no HP gain. I burned them in the sewer, if that's relevant. Yeah, there are certain things that we didn't push out with the Pilgrim Shield, the shore and the sewer. Anything besides actually adventuring that spends adventures will start working at some point when I remember to push them out. I guess I can do it with the sewer and the shore right now. Let's see. Go into the directory. Push sewer. So WWW6 is still down. It's been crapped out for like a couple weeks. They are now the integration company is now pushing the hardware company to just like replace it entirely. Mm. They're like, look, this is obviously fucked up. And shore, okay, sewer and the shore, if they weren't working as of today for the Pilgrim Shield, then they are now. Rod Hook says, could we make the superfluous fountain a wishing fountain? Maybe only donations of less than 10 meat per day / at a time. No rewards need be created. A suggestion for the next show. Cheers.
Just a low-grade meat sink in the fountain, but I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You could type in a wish.
Yeah.
And then we might look at the wishes, and if they were funny, we'd actually grant them.
Yeah.
Or not.
No.
Let's see. If you use 2 familiars for the exact same amount of time in your run, what decides which one goes on your ascension board? I don't know. Hey guys, will there ever be a quest that breaks the cow lamp? No. Hey guys, will there ever be a quest that breaks the fourth wall as we meet someone who knows it's a game and wants to destroy the RNG so they can take control of their own lives?
No.
That'd be kind of funny, though. I mean, the crackpot mystic knows it's a game.
Yeah.
He's obviously crazy, though, according to Riff. Enemy Lasagna says, if you have the effect temporary blindness and use a firecracker, how can you be distracted by something shiny? It's just really, really shiny. Spaz Attack says, I'm surprised I haven't heard anyone ask this, but is there an ultra rare somewhere in Spooky Raven? Will there be with the expansion pack? Yes.
Absolutely.
Riff, get on that. Strong Bad Fanny X says, what's Mr. Skullhead's favorite Studio Ghibli film?
Nausicaa, the Valley of the Wind.
I don't even know what that means.
The guy who... Hayao Miyazaki, Spirited Away...
Castle in the Sky.
Castle in the Sky.
Howl's My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah.
I saw Castle in the Sky and I just didn't care. It made me want to...
Because you have no poetry in your soul.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. I thought it was because I don't like stuff that sucks.
You would if you had poetry in your soul...
And Strong Bad Fan EX, your avatar thing, I'll check on that. Because I was under the impression that they were finished, so maybe yours did slip through the cracks. Walla Walla 23 says, last Crimbo, you talked about a don't open until Crimbo package in the gift shop. Maybe it could be available starting December 1st? Now, that's kind of interesting, actually.
Huh.
Just a package that's available from the 1st to the
25th.
And, I mean, if we made it, you know, if we made it the, sort of Crimbo 07 package, then we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, like, oh wait, now it's before Christmas next year. Mm. Like that sort of when can you feed gremlins again?
Right.
You know, because it's always after midnight yesterday. Walla Walla 23 says, do the 6 custom items in the custom item weapons in the game have their own hit messages?
No.
They don't, yeah.
Yeah, somebody asked me to give them a list of all the hit messages for the heteroerotic panel. I was like, dude, I had enough to worry about.
By writing a bunch of stuff that only you would see.
Yeah.
You get enough of that with, like, grocery lists. Stealing Your Virginity says, shouldn't the clown nose be a hat instead of an accessory? That would allow you to make a clown outfit. No special adventures needed for hilarity.
There's no such thing as a clown outfit.
Quietus says, you can currently cliche Skelter Buttleton. Is that intentional? I don't know.
probably not a good idea to do that.
Slowunmi says, either I was so drunk that I was hallucinating, and that's a definite possibility considering how much I drank, or Mr. Skullhead was singing Hit Me Baby One More Time at Columbus. Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Yeah, that was in the conference room. Karaoke Revolution. Where the hell were you at Columbus, Slowunmi? Because I don't think I ever met you. And you were one of the people that I wanted to meet.
Someone else says, the Ascension fact still says your familiars get reverted to zero kills. That needs to be clarified. Enter the Wumpus says, enter, fellas. Evening, the Wumpus. Evening, fellas. Either of you ever played the Mario and Luigi games for the Game Boy and DS? Yes. I played the first one all the way through. I played the second one, the DS one, and got bored with it. I didn't ever finish it. Riff says it was the opposite for him. Waterboo says, ah, you can interact with the kingdom. I'm in Valhalla writing to you right now. Ah! Ah, it's PM from beyond the grave. Ah, I'm scared.
I'm really glad that your audio isn't feeding into my headphones.
Yeah. Bahu say, do you guys have any idea how to actually eat radio button candies? I won some at Columbus, and I've had to resort to scraping them off the paper with my knife.
I think you're just supposed to eat them off the paper using your teeth to get as little paper as possible, but you're always going to get some paper with the radio button candy.
That's part of the,
Apparently that's part of the appeal. Like, I was trying to tell people at Con 3 why I never ate them. And, like, no, it's great. You get to eat the candy and then chew on the paper for a while. Awesome. That would be cool.
Putting watermelons.
And you could be like, look,
eating the entire roll and then vomiting up the paper. Evang says, when you use a chameleon for a run, 100%, but as one familiar in particular, it'll be listed as a chameleon, right? I'm assuming yes, but checking to see if you guys made sure. I actually don't know. It'll be a surprise when it comes up the first time. Vlad Flipshot says, so I was at work today, stocking cream of mushroom soup, and all I could think about was cream of pointy mushroom soup. Thanks for making it so even at work I can't stop thinking about KOL.
Excellent.
Fred Levi says, exactly how old are the legends of the times of old? Are we talking Cola Wars old or like Founding Fathers old? What did we decide? Were the times of old before or after the days of yore?
Because
Emperor Yore was overthrown by Frank Vivala during the Vivala Revolution.
Right.
Which ushered in the modern age.
Yeah.
With the king. Did we say that the times of old were before the days of yore or after?
I would guess that they were before the days of yore.
Okay. And back when Khan Antiquity was in charge.
Yep.
You know, in the days of antiquity. Because he was a warlord. Khan.
Was that Strong Badass William Shatner?
Yeah. I thought about that when I was passing my kidney stone. How I should just keep yelling Khan every time I felt like yelling. Minor Annoyance says, you know what sucks? My store name is supposed to be a reference to Family Guy, but I got one word wrong, and now it's just a reference to my own idiocy. I'm gonna look that up. I keep thinking about Family Guy every time I play Nexus War, because it's all, you find a book, you find nothing. Death fears not the tiger. Okay. I don't get it either way. So.
That was one of the early episodes where they were still named like they were...
Everything was named about death.
Yeah, and like mind over murder. Death fears not the something.
Hogula says, you should have a chance of winning the elf farm raffle without a clover, and there should be some cloverless means, no matter how unlikely, of getting a big rock. If you have an infuriating painting in your rumpus room, it should be displayed where the calendar is on the right pane. That's funny.
Maybe the infuriating painting looks just like the calendar, though, and that's what pisses you off so much about it.
What the hell? Minor annoyance says about that store thing. I also had a Starbase misnamed in another game, but luckily my whole clan was banned for telling people the game developers cheated to help players they like kill players they don't. Players can now get banned just for saying positive things about us.
Wow.
Awesome. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, do you know me as Sir Ask-A-Lot, Sir Ask-Too-Much, or Sir Could You Shut Up?
Sir Ask-A-Lot. Your questions are, the Enemy Lasagna's questions are generally worth answering. I just wish she wouldn't start every one of them with, hey guys.
Someone else says, you still need to re-implement the Arsifier Elixir. Doesn't matter what it does, we just need the name back. Oh, you'll get it. Onzen Okoya says, Jick, you were right. Spamalot didn't nearly live up to all the hype. I feel somewhat ripped off. Yeah.
Apparently we're going to try and go see that in London, and it's not going to live up to all the hype.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it was worth seeing. I mean, I'd never seen a Broadway musical before, and it was, like, nice to go to Broadway and, you know, see a musical on Broadway. A Broadway musical.
Right.
Is it touring now? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I believe so.
Like, it sucks, man. Like I was sitting there, and I was, like, up there. I was like, oh, man, it's Hank Azaria. He's going to be awesome, because he's awesome, and Hank Azaria is awesome, and I like Hank Azaria, and I'm here with Hank Azaria, and something awesome is going to happen. And then it was like, no, damn it. That wasn't awesome at all.
How was Tim Curry?
He was, sir, not appearing in this film the night that I saw it. There was somebody else in place of Tim, because he's Arthur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was somebody else playing Arthur. The like week or so that we were there. David Hyde Pierce, I like too. I would not have ever described David Hyde Pierce as somebody that I like until Wet Hot American Summer.
Right.
At which point, you know, anybody who would do that is somebody that I like. Like, I just don't. Like, the guy who played what's the fucked up like guy with boils all over him in Harold and Kumar? What's that guy's name?
Jeez, I don't know.
His name is like train wreck or something. Like it's like a, his name is like a phrase, but Wolf Chow is all I can think of. Yeah. Anyway, that guy, it's just the fucking best role ever was Wet Hot American Summer as the Vietnam vet shell shocked camp cook.
Biospark says, how exactly do I wear a wolf mask? The pants I can understand, they never drop, you craft your own, but the hat's droppable. Shouldn't it be larger than I am? It's not actually the giant's hat. It's the wolf hat that he put on his little doll.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually the human size.
I was afraid of where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey, guys. will the pretentious hardest quest become obligatory? No. Sagebrush says, any chance I'm getting a fix in the near future to inactive, undeletable characters regarding guild leadership? Yeah. God damn it. UberWookie says, any chance of spell fumbles / criticals being implemented? No. Tom93 says, would you rather make a reference that 100 people found hilarious or that everybody found kind of funny? I would rather make a reference that 100 people find hilarious and everybody else thinks is kind of funny. Because I think you can do both. I mean, I guess everybody thinks that non-sequiturs are kind of funny, so, like, even jokes that you don't get, if they seem goofy, are sort of. Zoombini666 says, also, Shadow Hearts Covenant was one of the best RPGs ever. The story was done right and nothing like Final Fantasy at all. I just can't get past the guy. One of the characters... He was like this doll maker, and his attacks were to put like different dresses on this little girl doll that he made. And the way that you unlock new dresses was by finding him gay porn. Oh, sorry, you were finding gay porn for the gay shopkeeper who would trade him the dresses. Okay,
interesting. So you didn't like to see something as important to you as gay porn trivialized in that fashion, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about dresses, but also the gay porn.
You want to take our mid-semester break here?
We can.
All right, we'll see you in about 10 minutes.
minds of my generation, destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical. I should be allowed to glue my poster. I should be allowed to think. Now we are
turn. Cruise down these alleys for honey to feed them. Jellyfish riding the surf, shoving our heads straight into the guts of the stove. Home again.
Zumbini666 also said, Jick, there's a website at comic-nation.com that automatically checks to see if a webcomic is updated and will keep track of a list of your favorites. It doesn't grab the image files, but it is useful to just hit all the links when you get up in the morning. What about when you get up in Mr. Skullhead's grill?
What about when you get up and stand up for your whites?
Stand up for your whites? Like your barrow whites?
Yes.
Or your laundry load of whites?
Yes, laundry, yeah, I think so.
Hagula says, since my comment to you guys on the previous radio was apparently too thickly veiled in smartassery, I'll just say that the miniature Dormouse's description refers to the wild hare as a march hare. Well, actually, just its enchantment's description, but you know.
Yeah, I think it was going back and forth between the wild hare and the march hare, and I was fighting for the wild hare. But it just kind of got talked about around the office of the march hare enough that that's why it ended up that way.
Grayson says, will you guys both be voting tomorrow? Yes.
Yes, now that I've been reminded, I will. Although I had to check the mail to see if my fucking voter card ever got here.
Be sure you do that before you wreck the mail.
Yeah.
StrongBethNEX says, do you believe in the dumb blonde myth?
I don't believe it's a myth.
Yeah. Also, I can't believe Xenophobe's real name is Phoebe. Also, how many jicks does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, because he gives it a roofie and screws it himself. That's assuming that light bulbs aren't all desperately attracted to me.
They're asking for it.
O'Grady says, what is up, my homie dogs, UFO shizzle, my nizzle, inert cliche? Is that insert cliche, or...
inert cliche. You try to cliche the monster, but unfortunately it's inert.
Totally unreactive. Yerick the Real Bad says, please do not neglect Rickett Appreciation Week, and then links to a post about... Vash Orion says, what's the deal with airline food? Answer, women can't drive.
Looks like someone's taken the Daffy Taffy lesson to heart.
Will the Orcish Frat House ever expand as the pantry did? Maybe we'll see the rest of Shit-Faced Drunk University campus soon?
We should do something else with the hippies and frat boys.
We should.
Something that'll take about 6 months to do all the writing for.
Yeah. Kozlov says, you better believe it. Frightened Ill says, what's that? Blue Elf says, could you ask Jick and Scully if they would ever do a donation day for Mr. A's? I bet they would raise a lot of money for a charity. I don't know how I feel about the whole, like, okay, every Mr. A you buy today, we donate the money to some charity instead of keeping it. I mean, we've done donation drives, and I think I honestly feel a little bit better about not being directly involved. I feel guilty about using people's avarice for the greater good.
Right.
I don't know why I do, but it just... I mean, to me, it's like, you know, okay, give us money so that we can pay our salaries and pay for our servers and live is fine, you know, but like, hey, give us money so that we can be good people with your money. Like, no, give money to charity and don't get anything in return for it, you know?
And I liked the way that we did it with the Katrina fundraising thing, where we just made it known that we were going to match the funds that KMD got, and the people who gave KMD stuff did so out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah.
And then so did we.
Yeah. And the goodness of our saving money on taxes.
Oh, all right.
All right. That was nice, though. I was pleased. Well, there were some entire countries that we beat out in terms of their support for the Knicks. E. Tut says, if I was straight, and I'm not saying I am, and you were a girl, which I'm not saying you are, I would like to have wild butt sex with you.
Good to know.
Decimus says, will the butler have a mind control device setting for alternate drops? I don't know that he really counts as a boss. He doesn't have any... There's nothing about him that's particularly hard. Except his skeleton. Waterboo asks if he can have a what would Mr. Skullhead's sister do bracelet if he donated like $1,000.
That was another thing I was afraid of. Sister came to Columbus, and I was afraid somebody would go up to her and say, hey, are you that sister? But no, everybody was real cool.
Lord Zelik says, hey, JNS, now that we have a 200-power normal weapon, could we have a 200-power ranged weapon? I don't know. Maybe eventually.
Might you?
Etz Hadat says, could you please change Kneebutt into Butt-Butt? No. Hypergirl says, is there a moose in this game, and how can I cook up or meatsmith a chocolate moose?
There's a were-moose.
Yeah, there is. Minigate says, if you had a purple pen, what would your dog's name be? Prose. Carolyn says, can we have cream pie and toilet paper added to the right-click chat menu, please? There's some change that needs to be done to the right-click menu code before anything else can really realistically be added to it. So keep bugging Xenophobe about it. Enter the Wumpa says, can we combine gobs of hair to make hair nets, which when put on a brainy skull would make a lunch lady skull? Please ask us, what's your favorite song to sing karaoke to?
With a little help from my friends. Which like I rarely sing with a little help from my friend.
The Joe Cocker version?
Yeah.
I really like the Beatles version better.
And maybe, I just think they're two different songs.
Maybe it's because I have no soul.
No poetry in your soul. You have a soul, I'm pretty sure.
I said there's no music. Or no. Did I say I have no soul?
Yeah.
I meant no, like, not like a soul. I mean like, you know, like funk soul brother kind of soul.
Oh, I see.
Like the kind of soul that Soul Man has.
Never mind.
The Gun Run says, do you guys have any advice for dancing to black people music? Eight June Gnome says, my dad ran over a squirrel on the way to marching band rehearsal today. What's the last species of animal you have killed? Did you get the ink out of it?
I hope so.
I'd hate for that to go to waste. Hogula says, although no one will ever see it, there needs to be some special message when you hit Count Bakula with a time sword.
Like, why? Oh, okay.
And he also says, similarly, maybe there could be one for when you hit the crazy bastard with his own sword. Is that'll ever...
Is it possible to get two of those?
Yeah. I mean, it's incredibly unlikely. Yeah. The Gun Run says, have you ever gotten high? And if so, how, when, on what, where, and why? I was going to get high, but then I got high. Bob333 says, how do you pronounce Hellion? Does it rhyme with smell fryin' or sort of with billion? No.
Well, that's the pun, but yeah, it's a Hellion, not a Hellion.
Hogula says, whips seem like more of a turtle tamerish item than a seal clubberish item. Just saying. Yep. Jump the Shark asks again, does the Hermit have clovers today? God, I fail at chat. Damn macros. Seriously, sorry.
That's why I never use any of my macros anymore. Because one of them is / message Jick, and one of them is / message Jezzerfly, and after a couple of misfires, it just wasn't at all. Yeah.
Cyan220 says, the second person who wrote in that what you and Riff said was wrong was actually correct. The game was Heroescape. Alright. Irish Pride with Firepower says, my cactus died. I still have 5 more cacti. Do those count? Nope, sorry. You needed to get the 1,000 pictures before it died. Yes, you can use a different cactus, but you have to find one that looks like the original cactus, and then you have to not tell us that it's a different cactus, okay? Dilbert 08 says, which of Rickett's many stunning achievements do you feel most overshadows the entire administration/development team's paltry, misguided attempts to contribute to KOL? Boy, I don't know. You know, he's got so many stunning achievements. Making me pick my favorite is like making a, you know, a Catholic pick their favorite 12 kids.
Yeah.
Chogger 007 says, who's Jicka? Yeah, ha ha. I made a typo. Infested Jerk says, tell Jicky rocks, and tell that to Mr. Skullhead, too. Oh, thanks, Infested Jerk. You're much nicer than I thought you were. DVMA Preston says, in the clan overview page, in the roster is sorely lacking. It seems to focus on the older boards before Ascension. Shouldn't it be overhauled to take into account the new boards? I don't know what that means.
Are they talking about the fact that the people are organized by power in your clan?
It could be.
And power is not really a...
Oh, Grady says, we need more tools on the clan member page, like an auto summary of Ascensions or the like. I don't know. Walla Walla 23 says, thanks for fixing the doppelshifter bug. You're awesome. Well, thank you. O'Grady says, I'm watching a show called When Surgical Tools Get Left Behind 2. I can't believe there was a 1.
I can't believe that the Christians are trying so hard to get across their message that they're going to talk about surgical tools not getting the rapture.
G. Valco says, Jick, I was wondering, why aren't the system messages macroed? Well, because, I don't know, I don't use macros either. Cool Chris 623 says, hey, do you have any DJs that play rap or hip-hop music?
We do.
We do. The Peach says, if squids are decapods, why does the emo squid only get 8 or 6 shoes?
Because 2 of them are hands.
Four of them are hands. Slug says, will there ever be another item when you donate $10? Nah.
I think we handled that with being able to trade your Mr. Accessories for other things.
Yeah. DeFartman says, shouldn't shrugging a buff link to the skills page? When I shrug a buff, it's usually because my AT buff slots are filled and I'm casting a different one. I mean, just because that's what you do it for doesn't mean that's what everybody does it for. Inferno Hero says, I know that you all have worked hard on the familiar leaderboards, but how are you supposed to read them? Never mind about the familiar leaderboards question. Okay. Yeah. And Walla Walla 23 says, please do whatever you did to the doppelshifter to the comic chameleon, so apparently it's not working right. Did those... No, they wouldn't have gotten changed yet. I wonder if they rolled out to the live servers or not. I suppose the forums would know. I like Mr. Bill's forum avatar. I heard that Washington had, like, 30 dicks.
Okay.
You didn't hear that?
No. I heard he had a wooden dick. But, apparently they were talking about teeth. And then I wondered how often I've made that mistake.
Id the Mama Confused
doesn't want to see me anymore.
Had posted on here that they the familiar records are in the Hall of Records now. So I need to probably announce that. Or summit. I'm going to have to start saying or summit all the time.
Yeah.
In preparation for going to London.
And then if we need to have a meeting, you could say, we need to have a summit or summit. That'd be great.
Freeman says, what does asymmetric publications actually do other than each other's moms and KOL? Nothing. We don't even actually do those things. We just mostly play Guitar Hero and DS games. O'Grady says, this guy had a 9-inch surgical clamp left in him. How do you forget something like that? I had a 9-inch something in your mom last...
Really? What the hell was that?
Yeah, it was the surgical clamp.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Volvox says, why do you have to have your radio show in the middle of Heroes? It's rather inconvenient. Why do they have to put their fucking Heroes show in the middle of our radio show?
We were here first.
And Naked Jew says, I was listening to The Man Who Sold the World earlier, and somebody heard and asked who was singing. I said, David Bowie. And they said, wow, that's a really strange Nirvana cover. I wanted to punch him in the fucking face. He had a fucking face in addition to his regular face?
Yeah, it was untouchable.
Hogula says, how long on average does it usually take you guys to finish any given custom avatar request? See, like, I would say 25 to 32 days. Mm. Ponjo says, Dear Chicken Skull, the Wii is going to be released in less than 2 weeks. Please discuss this. I would like to discuss it by saying that I no longer like South Park.
Yeah?
Yeah. So far, the two shows that I've seen this season are the one that was about World of Warcraft and the one that was about the Nintendo Wii.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I don't... Yeah, what is the problem that I have with that exactly? I don't know. It's and like, I feel like, you know, okay, a show about poop, that's still going to be funny in, like, 6 months.
Right.
You know? A show about the Nintendo Wii is not going to make any fucking sense to anybody. I don't know, man.
It seems to me that it used to be they would come up with a random idea for a plot and just go off on as many tangents as they could and just throw in as much weird crap as they could think of, and those were the funny shows.
And if they wanted to work in some, you know, some message or whatever, you know, some criticism of something going on in current events, then that's fine. They'd parody it or whatever, but, I mean, yeah, just... Yeah, I don't even know how I feel about the Wii. What did I find out? Oh, I found out that one of the release titles is Metal Slug Anthology, so now I kind of want to buy one when it comes out.
Huh.
Although, I've played through all the Metal Slugs so many times, you know, that I do like them.
I'm really excited to get my hands on it, but apparently I missed all the pre-ordering stuff. And
apparently you could only do it for a few hours.
I'm just hoping that... all that I've heard is that they're shipping them in quantities that you should be able to walk into a store and buy one, which I would rather do anyway.
On the day when it comes out?
Yeah.
Huh.
And if not, you know, I'll wait a week and I'll play Xenophobes or Rifts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because they'll get them right away. And they're going to have two here at the house. So.
Right. And I want my own just to be able to customize all the fun stuff. But
I mean, I will be able to... for me, when it comes out, it will be like I'm getting a new console because I can take my GameCube back to my house,
mm-hmm.
which has been here for the last year and a half, or year. Also, says Ponjos, Jake, you were right. Last week you said I should buy Rocket Slime. That game was so addictive in an awesome way. I couldn't put it down until I beat it.
Sweet. Zero 001 says, note this is not the first time it's happened, but how come every time Jake reads my questions out loud, he forgets what the question is and starts talking about random topics for like 15 minutes? Topics such as 100-year-old balsamic vinegar, fruit roll-up tattoos, and MIT mystery hunts. Well, you know what's interesting about that is today when I woke up, my cat was scratching at the door to get back in, so apparently I'd left my cat out all night. Do you ever leave your cat out all night?
No. No. No, I don't. A Naked Jew says, hey, if your wife gave you antihistamines for your itch, you could say that the cure was from A to Z. Hehe, a little first initial humor there.
Wow.
He actually wrote the...
How do you spell that? Oh, apparently you spell that asterisk star asterisk. Asterisk is another word that's just real damn hard to say.
Yeah. Evang says, how come spam doesn't advertise anymore? It's just incomprehensible gibberish. I think that a lot of that is supposed to be incomprehensible gibberish and then a picture of the advertisement, but a lot of times the pictures get stripped out or don't get displayed. Life Tiki, knock it off. Zaffer says, why can't we use multiple wads of dough? Because there needs to be a reason for the rolling and unrolling pin jokes to be there. And Naked Jew says, I used to think a strip mall was a mall filled with nothing but strip club after strip club. Just a mall building filled with dozens of strip clubs. I used to be clueless. Man, that would be awesome.
Yep. I mean, are there enough different kinds of strip clubs that you could pull that off?
But, I mean, imagine if there were. Imagine if there was the, like, you know, all goth chick strip club, you know, and then the all, you know...
Maybe like a country music...
But plus-size redhead strip club.
Right.
Like, you know...
Just I mean, really specific, all one-legged women's strip club.
Yeah, and all amputee, all yeah, all girls who were too old to work at other strip clubs. Strip club.
There could be as many kinds as there are specialty porn. That would be excellent. The all midget strip club.
Ponjo says, Mr. Skullhead, what song from Rent did you sing for the karaoke?
I sang Another Day with my lovely wife doing the Mimi part, and it went very well.
Like the Mimi part from the Drew Carey show?
No, Mimi from Rent.
What?
There's a character in Rent called Mimi because it's based on La Boheme, and there's a character in La Boheme called Mimi.
Wow, I don't know what either of those things mean.
That's because you have no poetry in your soul.
Oh, yeah.
But I did get to see Carl Dark sing The Internet is for Porn from Avenue Q, and that was very entertaining.
Novanite21 says, how come the emo squid never pops up on the familiars board in the Hall of Records? Bad luck. Turtleshaft says, did you guys see Borat yet? If not, you should. Yeah, I saw it. Just, you know...
It didn't impress you?
Well, I don't know. I like that guy. The thing is, the movie got kind of ruined for me because The Daily Show, like the day before the movie came out, it was guest comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, and I was like, oh, neat, an interview with that guy. Only, no, it was a fucking interview with Borat where it's like, oh, let's make a joke where I get uncomfortable because you're a Jew, you know? I mean, that's like...
I thought that was a pretty funny interview, though.
I guess. I mean, I just... It
would have been more interesting to have it an interview with a guy.
It just put me out of the mood to see the movie, and then when I went to see the movie, I was like, you know, there were some funny parts, and it's always fun to see some giant fat guy's balls.
Right.
But, it is always fun. Dr. Curie says, what is your favorite junk food? Giant fat guy balls. They're made by... You know what, like... My favorite junk food is, just by virtue of me craving it, because you apparently can't find it anymore, is cheese balls.
Yeah.
They don't make cheese balls anymore. There was the last time I had them was, I went to your apartment to play that horrible fucking board game that you insist is great, and there was some Costco giant tub of generic cheese balls that were just beautiful.
You can still get those at Costco.
Can you?
I thought, yeah. Which board game was that? Cigarion?
No, it was the...
Cranium?
No. The one that doesn't make any sense at all, but it's about...
Another game that you suck at, so it must be horrible. Acquire.
No, I didn't...
You were playing it under the worst possible circumstances. So there's this board game called Acquire, and if you're not playing it with somebody who's a complete cock-munching asshole, it's really entertaining. But if you have four people playing who are not cock-munching assholes and one who is... it kind of ruins the entire game, and he had to play with someone who was a cock-munching asshole. So, yeah. I'd give it another shot sometime.
Nucleon says, suggestion, create a bot similar to TrustBot for the Trade Channel. I don't know what TrustBot is, but I can't imagine that it does anything that...
I think you can rate people in TrustBot, you can say, like, slash rating 10, this guy.
I mean,
like,
that's,
am I trustworthy or not?
That's just entirely, it's abusable. It's meaningless. I don't want the game telling somebody that you can trust somebody when, in fact, what you can trust is that they have a lot of multis pretending that you can trust them. You know? So, I mean, you can't really believe anything that bots like that say. And Naked Juice says, Buffaloes want to live in Springfield. But in what state? And Hunter Mage says, there are no buffalo native to America, they're bison.
What's the difference between a bison and a basin? Do you ever try to wash your hands in a bison?
What's that from?
One of the, like, fun jokes for kids books.
Relsquee says, every time you acknowledge that buffaloes aren't extinct, a buffalo earns its wings. Aww.
Nice.
Glebe says, do you guys pronounce .tiff files as TIFF? No, but I'm going to start.
Excellent. Nobody told me for a long time that pronouncing URL as Earl just kind of marked you as an internet noob who would never have any friends.
You mean an N-O-O-B?
Yes. Zerzerb?
Novanite21. Jesus saves, the rest of you take full damage.
Nice.
Speddy99 says, will there be anything new for the campground? Number 4? I don't know. The Peach sends a link to the Jesus Shaves. Vlad Slipshod says, save the cheerleader, save the world. What does that mean?
I do not know. Saving the cheerleader was the goal in the Prescott High School text game that I wrote long ago.
Yeah. Riki Kiki Taco says, I have the same book about giraffes. It's friggin' great. I'll have to take a look at that. Nucleon says, assuming that there will be repercussions for Crimbo Ween, will Uncle Crimbo be the only individual getting burned? He's actually going to get crucified?
Yes. Oh, it's a line from Heroes.
Oh. The show?
Yeah.
Yvang says, grr, Chef's Daves, why did you not take my totally awesome Spirit of Rigatoni? Day God, it was so awesome. What?
Day God? Dago?
Dago Dit was so awesome. Do it thyself. But seriously, I like the new Rigatoni thing. Yeah, damn right.
You know, I just realized the reason why I never bothered to watch Heroes is because it's called Heroes. That's just the single most boring title I can think of.
Heroes. That's like the Bible in two words.
Yeah, dude.
The sun also rises. Sort of. What do you call the opposite of a book?
What?
Ryoland says, the best way to teach a kid to type is to throw them in a video game where they have to type to allies. I learned real fast that way, lol. Yeah, but
you learned
speed and quality are obviously on two very different axes. Trogdor 007 says, why is the radio free foil a two-handed weapon again?
Because it's real big. It has two handles that go up into one foil. As you can clearly see on the picture.
Fifi Katana says, you may not participate in any more player fights today. It's technically incorrect, because you can participate in more fights, you just can't initiate them. Yeah. Huh. When I go in to fix that grammar, I'll fix that grammar.
Huh. Apparently we dropped the 64K.
Oh.
Because it said, I'm going to start it again, but it said unable to...
Unable to stream
fast enough.
Yeah, that happened on Monday, too.
Okay, so...
Sorry, kids.
Wow, I just got the 64 back and dropped...
And the 24 dropped.
What's going on with our wireless? It doesn't seem to be working very well over here.
It's the thing is that there's the internet has just been fucked up. And I don't know if we need to get a new cable modem or what, because bouncing the cable modem always fixes it when it slows down like that. I wonder if maybe I should just go pick one up.
Okay.
Are we back up?
Yeah, we got both streams running again, and the high-quality thing is...
Yeah, the high-quality one is good, because that way I can use that to archive the show, and that one never disconnects. That's probably what I should have been doing all along. But it's going to fill up your hard drive pretty quick. Let's go in. Clear those out. Minigate says, how did you guys come up with your names? KOL names, not real, silly gaggle of geese. I came up with my real name in pretty much the same way. I wasn't born Zach Johnson. I was born a poor black boy named Walter. Slow motion Walter. Yeah.
Walter Slow Motion.
My name
motion
was Walter Slow Motion Walter. Yeah, you can see why I changed it. They kept sticking me in the... They kept putting me on the front of a fire engine, like the the Viking woman on the prow of a boat, and then they'd have to drive really slow. Rail Squeeze says, "Say, what did you do with the incredibly totally awesome working auto plunger that its creator gave you at Con? I put it in my garage. We're gonna do something with it."
Speaking of which, I should forward the list to you of the people who participated in the club thing.
Yeah. MMM12888 says, I like United, we stand.
Over and over and over again.
Gutrabois182 says, Metallica.
Metallica now.
Uber Ferret says, when is the Moxie Clover adventure coming? Muscle and Miss have woman on Moxie.
New one, Moxie.
Skaterboy182 loves Metallica.
In related news, it's 1996.
Ananias. What does that mean?
One of the people who betrayed somebody in the Bible.
Oh. Are we supposed to K-mail or blue message our questions? Mine don't ever seem to get answered. You're supposed to chat message, chat PM. Is that a blue message?
That's a blue message.
Yeah.
That's a blue missile. God.
A blue missile?
It is a blue missile.
Oh. Mellowcork says, do you ever plan on making more things one can do with pork gems? I don't know. I'm kind of dissatisfied with that whole deal. It didn't really get developed all the way. It's kind of something that got half pushed out in Ascension, but I don't know, maybe. Hagula says, I thought the reason the vertebrae didn't have to be jewelry crafted was that it doesn't have a jewel in it. Same reason you don't need to do anything with null tooth necklaces and extreme nose rings, which can both be obtained outside of a mist sign. Well. Yeah. The Tort of Lini says, can you list the familiar used with the live Ascensions? That would be really cool. Oh, with like the current, like the most recent Ascension list? That, yeah. Yeah, I can probably do that. Dr. Kire says, did you ever think the kingdom would grow to the size it is now? No.
I did. No, I didn't.
Ipecac the Inebriated says, you could challenge the AOL trademark without your use being trademarked. All you'd have to do is prove that your product with KOL was in use before the date of their trademark.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
I think when we discussed that earlier, we thought that it probably wasn't a good idea to throw rocks at the hornet's nest, even if we were justified in doing so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll I mean, the thing is, hopefully the fact that we can do that will prevent them from hassling us.
Right.
And that's, I don't care, you know, that more than one thing can be cool. Alan C. says, that's why my company just mandates curly braces around even one line if, for, etc. blocks in PHP. Yeah, no, I normally do too, but it was goofy. Yarrick the Real Bad says, since the pixel area is so basic, why not just have a one pixel familiar that acts like the bite in Tron and just says yes or no when you avoid or take damage in combat? It would be it was the bit, not the bite.
Yeah, if it was a bite, wouldn't there be eight?
It'd be like a letter.
Yeah.
It could be.
So I just watched Tron for the first time that I remember watching it.
Oh, yeah?
And, I don't know, the beginning of it, I was completely baffled by it, and I thought it was kind of stupid, and by the end of it, I thought it was really good. So,
huh.
It starts out slow, but, and the premise is kind of ridiculous, but the look of it, and the, I don't know, just the how fully realized it is. I thought it was pretty awesome. It does end up being kind of the Matrix. The Matrix does end up looking like it owes a serious debt to Tron after seeing it.
Yeah. Although it's kind of the opposite of... It's kind of the opposite of Tron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the programs go out into the world instead of the other way around. Hagula says, I love the familiar boards very, very much, but the way it's arranged kind of encourages people to treat familiars like handicaps. Well,
for a speed ascender, any familiar but the one they think is optimal is a handicap.
Yep.
And that's why we started doing it.
Madame Defarge says, why doesn't my Cheshire bat appear on the new Ascensions board? I have 2-day runs with 100% Cheshire. If that's actually true, then I'll take a look. Hagula says, rather than sometimes useful tools. Well, I mean, let's say that we didn't do it like that. You know, let's say that it just had to be... Like, if it's a somewhat useful tool, sometimes useful tool, it's probably not going to be useful more than 50% of the time. You know, it's not going to be... I don't know any way to encourage, like, judicious use of the other familiars, you know? Because if it made sense to do it, people would already be doing it, and they're not. So... Hagula says, how about something where the runs are arranged by a number generated by subtracting the familiar percentage from 200% and multiplying that by the run's turn count? I don't know. So, a run where the familiar in question is used 80% of the time and takes 500 turns will be equally highly ranked as a run where the familiar is used 100% of the time but takes 600 turns. And Naked Jew says, bad news, Jick. You've just been diagnosed with a rare brain disease. Your only hope is to move to Minneapolis where the air is curative, and you have to stay there or you die. Fine.
No, seriously. I didn't want to go to Minneapolis to even visit it because I thought Minnesota, Midwest, no. But it's just not like that. It's not a Midwestern city. It's a really cool town.
All right. Serenity is also aware that we're in a game, says Gorblax.
Yeah, but nobody believes her.
No.
So somebody asked if the Scream Queen was going to pop up as an NPC, which I don't know, but so there was a character named the Scream Queen that came out on that day that I disabled, and now there's a character named Linnea, which is the Scream Queen's name.
There wasn't already a character named Linnea?
Oh, yeah, there was. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I just looked at the number and thought, surely by now.
SMCK34 says, Scully, thanks for paddling my ass at KOL Lumbus, you fucking rock. Goddamn pervert.
No problem.
Jello Bois says, four words. Scrapbooking bitches are evil. Scully will know what I'm talking about. What is that from?
I missed that drama, actually. There was a scrapbooking convention that was also sharing this space with us. Not the actual conference room, but they had a couple of the meeting rooms next door. And apparently at some point, somebody stole food and drink from them, or they thought they did, and they went all righteous indignation on us. So, I don't know. I missed out on that. But, I mean, they had a stack of 20 pizza boxes, which were half full of pizza, and at, like, 2 in the morning. And I'm thinking that's when people stole pizza from them, at which point they weren't really going to eat it, so.
And Naked Jew says, no, the Family Guy reference is to when Brian goes to Hollywood to be a writer. He hears that Paramount has bought the script of some idiot friend he has. The script is called Death Spares Not the Tiger.
Oh, right.
Crowpaw says, could Jick make a burrito so hot that he himself could not eat it? Yeah, I don't really like spicy stuff that much.
Oh, I thought they were talking temperature, because I tend to make my burritos so hot that I can't eat them, at least not right away.
O'Grady says, I started working at Wegmans today. I watched the egg cruelty video. I realized that I don't give a fuck about chickens. I don't know what Wegmans is.
I don't either. But I also don't give a fuck about chickens.
He says, we also watched the best video I've ever watched about union busting at the training. Luckily, I live in a state where you can't unionize. It says, the video had a video about watching a video about why unionizing is like castration. Oh, his name is Freak Show, the guy in Harold and Kumar. Hey, that's close to train wreck.
Wolf Chow.
Sewer Rat says, three words, porn clown posse. Book them for your next con. You know, I saw something on television about porn clown posse, like, yesterday. It was really pretty disturbing. G. Valco says, Chris Maroney, he's the lead in Law & Order SVU, Special Victims Unit. And he's the guy that played the guy with boils in Harold and Kumar. Yes, Chris Maroney.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow, that confuses me. I've been watching a lot of Law & Order.
Bisexual racist murderer in Oz. Rick, do you own Oz, all the episodes? Do you have the first season? Like, do you have enough that I could borrow them and get started on them? All right. Casper 11589 says, are you going to put a message in Adventures of when you get back HP with a Pilgrim Shield? No. Draco Shade says, that's not the worst. You forget the gay vampire who spends the entire game hitting on Yuri. And Lawler says, are you ever going to put in an Adobe reference from your show where you got shit on by Adobe? But I don't think it's A-D-O-B-E. It's D-O-B-I-E, like Adobe.
Right. There was this one time that I was trying to open a PDF file, and I just totally got shit on by Adobe.
Yeah. Stinkbug says, do you think there's sufficient market for KOL, the feature film? No.
No. I did tell you about the dream that I had, that I was at a play, and I saw a trailer for the Kingdom of Loathing musical, like stage musical.
Right, and you were mad at me because I did it without asking you to help.
And it didn't occur to me that it was weird to see trailers before plays that were just, like, acted out on the stage. But, yeah, if you ever want to do a Broadway musical, you better believe it.
Oh, Bobby Nopants says, think it's not illegal yet. Do you have an office in the city of Dildo, Canada? Is there a city of Dildo?
There is a city of Dildo. There's, they have a sister city in Austria called Fucking.
Yeah. And Naked Juice says, damn it, Xenophobe's real name is not Phoebe, it's Greta.
Well, Phoebe's his middle name.
Draco Shade says, charity is best done anonymously anyway. That's what I say every time I give money to worthy causes. Me, Jick. Ananias says, have you ever considered making the house cut in the MMG progressive? Say bets of 1 to 10K or 1%, bets of 11 to 100K, 2%, bets 101K to 1 million, 3%, or whatever. Also, what's the purpose of the max bets of 100 million? If people want to risk that much meat, why not? Another good place for a progressive house cut to come in. Well, we couldn't do it now. But, yeah, that might not have been a bad idea. You know, it sinks plenty of meat the way it is, though. Limp Cracker says, why do women have fewer car accidents than men? Because you can't fit a car between the kitchen and the bedroom. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yes, you can. Istanbul says, use an unawareness potion on the were-moose to make moose, then cook with a fancy chocolate to make chocolate mousse.
Yeah, get right on that.
Istanbul says, 8 new RNG ridiculous, not even funny, Squirrel Ink Shore Bots, you butter believe it. Good, good, good work.
Was that spam?
I think it was just a combination of every radio show cliche. Limp Craker says, how much do you guys play KOL? Oh wait, that's trademark. So how much do you guys play Kingdom of Loathing? I don't play it at all.
I play, in spurts. Like, if the chat is dull on a particular day and I don't have anything to write, I will play it and assume that that's doing my job.
Jack Vermicelli says, during Blank White Cards on Saturday, I gained access to Dev. That totally carries water, right? No.
I still want to play Blank White Cards with people again and have it be the way it was when, like, you, me, Riff, and Zeno played it and hot stuff. Where it was more about being clever and coming up with stuff that would make everyone else laugh and less like a truth or dare game with cards.
I mean, the problem with playing blank white cards at meets is that you always end up with 15 people in a game.
Yeah.
Which that just doesn't work. You can't get any running gags going, you know. I honestly feel like there ought to be a cap of 5 people in the rules of that game. Mm-hmm. Rickett says, me appreciation week scares me. Does it scare you? No. Marmalade Neverlade says, wouldn't it be awesome if the alphabet giant dropped a big O? Besides the obvious innuendo, there are quite a few references there. You could also make a gong from it, which would just cause somebody to come in with a cane and yank your opponent off stage.
Yeah.
Casper 11589 says, is there any way you would introduce a whole new area like the woods or the plains? No. Not on the main map like that, because there's already enough there. I mean, there are certainly the possibility for sub-areas to expand into larger sub-areas. Glebe says, Washington didn't have 30 dicks. Rickett did.
Interesting.
Alan C. says, why don't you use macros, Jick? Is it because /1 is message Jick and /2 is message Jezzerfly and you misfired too much, too? Yeah.
And you don't give another man's wife a foot massage and you don't put her in your macros either.
That commercial is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I hate myself for thinking that is a good commercial. Oh... Evang links me to a comic and asks if it's the best comic or the best comic.
I think it's being somewhat facetious.
Or it's like that Stephen Colbert question, great comic or the greatest comic?
It's a Christian web comic.
Is it like making fun of Jews? I don't...
No, that comic is about how it's okay for Jews to be the way they are, I think. Yeah, I would link this in chat, but you guys don't want to see it.
Well, all the arrows are Jesus fish instead of arrows. Yeah.
I'm surprised that nobody sent that in as the awful link of the day for something awful yet.
Riki Kiki Taco says, should I buy Guitar Hero or Guitar Hero 2? I can't afford both right now. I would actually buy neither, but buy two of the guitar controllers. Yeah. And then try to play other games with it. I actually haven't done that. I wonder if it would even work.
Wow. Doobl is, according to Google, the first Christian webcomic aimed at bringing humor and happiness to the teens online.
Huh. Other Christian webcomics were designed to stab people in the stomach?
Yeah. Apparently the guy who draws VG Cats is a devout Christian, too. Oh, no, Doobl. Okay, so I searched for Christian webcomic, and almost all of the links are related to Doobl somehow.
Hmm.
They're real big with the Christians.
Limp Craker says, ask Naked Jew if he has a big dot 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 nose. Hey, a Naked Jew, do you have a big dot 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 nose? I bet he does.
Dot 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 nose.
I've seen a picture of him. Casper 11589 says, is there any way that you could put off nightly maintenance for tonight to extend your radio show? Do you guys actually live together? Oh, I see. No. We might. I don't know. I would still be kind of into the idea of pushing Rollover back again, but
I've never been opposed to that.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've had a difficult time keeping the questions coming in.
We really haven't. I mean, we're out now, sort of, but actually, Riki Kiki Taco, to answer your question, I don't know, because I've never actually played anything beyond, like, a demo version of Guitar Hero 2, but, I mean, if you've never played either of them, there's no reason to be. I mean, you could wait until a week from now when the first Guitar Hero gets much cheaper.
Yeah.
I suspect. I'm going to go buy Guitar Hero 2 tomorrow and then rock out all day long.
Sweet.
I kind of got out of the habit of playing the first one, though. Once I hit my wall.
Yeah, me too.
Evang says, yeah, I get the pictures, but still, some of that spam is gold. I got one that went on this dialogue about some guy named Juan who got his heart broken by some girl with a weird name, and they stuck snakes on a train in the middle for no reason.
Hmm. Snakes on a Train is now out on DVD, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's just one of those. Like, there's some production company that does, like, Pirates of the Mediterranean and Snakes on a Train.
Wow. That's awesome. Are they funny or are they supposed to be serious movies?
I think they're supposed to be serious, but I haven't wanted to spend $4 to figure that out.
Huh.
I'll bet I could Netflix them. I'll bet that my wife would not be pleased with me for Netflixing them.
Should I flush these questions?
Sure.
I don't know what to do now, because we're out of questions.
If you thought we had more questions, you were wrong.
Hey, rollover's over, all rover.
Red rover, rollover, send rollover.
Let's see what happened with the Hall of Records crap.
Evang says, okay, that Doobl comic is disturbing. The guy apparently fucked up his life midway into the comic, and it's visible reading through it. Eventually, all the characters, but then he doesn't say what all the characters do. Maybe I'm going to have to read through that whole archive.
He fucked up his life how?
More so than creating a Christian webcomic with brightly colored Pokemonic characters.
It seemed like the actual quality of the images were okay. I think my favorite Christian comic is still Perry Bible Fellowship.
Right.
Wow, the first comic really sucks. It's just the title. Is this a guy?
I think so.
These are not funny at all.
Nope.
Hey, Scant, why are you all wet? I tried walking on water today. You tried walking on water? Yeah, it didn't work. Of course not. I guess he really was the only perfect man. So all it takes to be the perfect man is, like, balloon shoes?
Oh, this one's better. Hey, Skew, have you seen Dooble around? No, I haven't, Mox. He's supposed to go to a prayer meeting with me. Oh, I'm sure he's already there. How do you know? Because Dooble is righteous. Yeah, I'm going to read all these. It's apparently not that old, so it'll be a small archive.
Yeah.
There are, like, 3,000 characters, though.
Yeah. This guy's rhyming pleases because we love Jesus. What? So, the Jew is like a ghost with an antenna and a bolt of lightning striking him and some sort of green bandolier.
Right.
And this guy's scared of Jews, but then he points out that shalom is only scary if you don't believe in God. Oh, then I'm not scared. And then there's the Jesus saves, yeah. Wow. Sorry, you know, it's got to be really entertaining listening to us read this comic, but we should probably just go. Do you have a check-in?
Yeah, I've got I Speculum on Deculum, and wow, that webcomic is amazing. All right, so, hey, we'll see you tomorrow and Thursday and next week.
Wait. We're never bored because we love sausage.
Right.
What the fuck?
Because that guy's really bad at rhyming.
He's bad at rhyming. And the
yeah, go read Dooble, everyone.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your head, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'm treated to scare, but at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you trouble